guys, I just wanted to describe a few more details of the march here. The police presence is actually significantly thinned out. There's still the march is sharing the street with cars. Cars in two lanes, marchers in the other. There's still significant police here, and the march is actually being led about 50 feet in front of the march. Is a paddy wagon full of police officers and several police vehicles ahead of that. So there's definitely, like, a sort of escort that's ready to deploy at any point, and we're not sure what their plans are with that. But they're no longer giving a bicycle escort along the line between the traffic and the people, though that may be happening still further back. In front of the march is led by a banner. A banner that reads, "Poor people." Hold on a second, let me get closer. Banner reads, "Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, March for Our Lives." That's where the march is being led, but in front of that, there's at least 100 people that are legal observers, police, and media all mixed together at the real head of the march, I mean, ahead of the march. So that's just the current situation. And then there's, like, at least probably 1,000 people on the sidewalks following the march as it goes along the road. On the road, at this point, I've got to say that there's several thousand people on the road. Maybe 5,000 people on the road.
Wow,
that's the correct situation.